As Hurricane Katrina, with brutal winds and intense torrents of rain, powered onto the Gulf Coast last year, it was the calm, professional voice of Max Mayfield that kept residents up to date on the storm. And then, when Hurricane Rita loomed off the coast less than a month later, he returned to television and radio with potentially life-saving updates, like this one.
Good evening. This is 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and the 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on dangerous Hurricane Rita. The eye of the hurricane was located about 55 miles southeast of Sabine Pass near the Texas-Louisiana border. It's moving toward the northwest at 12 miles per hour, which should get the eye onto the coast in about 4 hours or so.
After seven busy hurricane seasons and more than 30 years in federal service, Max Mayfield plans to step down as director of the National Hurricane Center. He set January 3rd as his retirement date. Before he goes, he joins us today to talk about his long career, the record-breaking hurricane seasons of the past few years, and the future of hurricane prediction. If you have questions for Max Mayfield, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. And Max Mayfield joins us on the phone from his office at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. And it's nice to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon. You've called this your dream job, so why leave it?
Well, 34 years. That's why. I've been here 34 years, and the staff actually gave me a really very nice framed picture last week that showed all the storms and hurricanes in the Atlantic and Eastern Pacific since I've been director. There are over 200 of them. And anyway, just looking at that, I think people can understand why I'm tired.
I could think that after not this past season, but the one before, that may have been the most exhausting of them all.
There's no doubt about that. And I've been here for many, many years, and 2005 is certainly the season to remember. I mean, we broke all kinds of records, the number of storms, number of hurricanes, the dollar damage, the loss of life, the greatest loss of life in the United States since 1928, the Great Lake Okeechobee hurricane that killed about 2,500 people. So that season will be remembered for a long, long time.
As you look back on that year, was this your greatest moment, your worst moment, both?
Oh, I don't know quite how to answer that, Neil. It's certainly, we've had a lot of hurricane conferences, you know, the coastal states and the National Hurricane Conference and government conferences and congressional hearings, and no one has at least come to me fussing about the forecast. The forecasts were really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The coordination that we did with our local forecast offices worked well. You know, there have been a lot of reports written and a lot of blame to go all around, but not to the forecasters. The staff here did an outstanding job.
Yet, even with that, there must have been moments when you said to yourself, you know, could we have done something better? Could we have been a more effective warning?
And I've asked that question repeatedly from our customers, and no one has told me anything that we could have done differently. But this is a great example in Katrina of something we've been talking about for a long, long time. It's not all about the forecasting. There are, you know, a lot of pieces to the puzzle. The forecasting
sure.
is certainly a big part of it, but the land use, the building codes, the education, the communications, there are a lot of other things that are also extremely important.
Here's an email we have from Russell Martin. I'm a former National Weather Service forecaster. Among other tasks, I did the Climate Prediction Center's National Hazards Outlook, and I would sweat bullets during hurricane season when there were storms in the Gulf, knowing what a hit could do to New Orleans. Given that anyone with a reasonable level of weather knowledge knew this too, how does Dr. Mayfield feel about the poor FEMA response to the situation that so many of us saw coming, especially given the Hurricane Center's great forecast?
Well, I'll be glad to answer that. And first of all, in regard to the concern about the New Orleans area, at one of the congressional hearings, somebody asked me when we first became concerned about the levee systems, and my answer to that was about 40 years ago. That's always been a concern. All the years that I've been here at the Hurricane Center, and every director before me has repeatedly stated that the greatest vulnerability to hurricanes anywhere on the Gulf of Mexico is the southeast Louisiana and the New Orleans area. So that really should not have been a surprise to anyone. In regard to the specific question there about the FEMA response, I can just assure you that, again, and the reports, all most of them all say this, that there's enough blame to go all around there. And I've got a lot of friends in FEMA and at the local and state levels as well. The decision to evacuate people and the decision to open up the shelters and the decision to, you know, supply those shelters, those are typically local decisions. You don't really want FEMA to come in the very first thing after a disaster, because if you do that, if the federal government comes in to be the first responder, then at least in my opinion, there's just simply no incentive for the local and state governments to care about anything, the land use of the building codes, et cetera. So FEMA certainly has a big part. They're going to do a better job now. There's going to be a lot more hand-holding between the state governments and FEMA, and I think they will respond better. But let's not put all the blame on our friends in FEMA.
We're talking with Max Mayfield, who retires as director of the National Hurricane Center in January. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can get a caller on the line. This is James. James with us from Tallahassee.
Yes, actually I'm on the road in Tallahassee. I was live in Biloxi and was there for Katrina, and wanted to thank Dr. Mayfield and the center for making the information as widely available as they did. My local sources were getting extremely timely information, and if that wasn't good enough for you, what they made available on the web and the changes that they made with making information available so that individuals can make decisions a lot easier, I feel saved thousands of lives on the Gulf Coast and who knows how many more in New Orleans, and he will be missed in future years.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate those kind words here. There really is a tremendous team effort in our nation's hurricane warning program, and I really am always quick to point out it's not just the forecasters at the National Hurricane Center, our local forecast offices, the river forecast centers, the tornado experts, the rainfall experts, and then, of course, our friends in the emergency management and the media. We can't get that message out without the help of the media. And I'm just glad to have been a small part of that team.
Thanks very much for the call, James.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to John, and John is with us from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hi there.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you guys. I was just wondering, if you thought about the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation, the warming up of the Atlantic every 70 years in regards to hurricanes, and if we can expect hurricane action like we had in the 50s. Thank you.
And Mr. Mayfield, you could begin by explaining what he just said.
Yeah, the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation is a cyclical event. It really just means that we have a few decades of above-normal hurricane activity followed by a few decades of below normal, and it keeps going like that in a cycle. And the big question is, with global warming going on, how much of that global warming is it really impacting hurricanes? And this is a question of great debate right now. I can assure you that there is not a consensus on this. I just returned a couple of weeks ago from the international workshop on tropical cyclones in Costa Rica. We had 125 people from 34 different countries, and we worked long and hard to come up with a statement on tropical cyclones and climate change, and we finally got something that we all agreed to. And the bottom line is that there is no consensus. I can tell you that there's no increase in the number of hurricanes worldwide. That's just not happening, and I don't know of anybody that is suggesting that we're going to have more hurricanes. There are some very well-known research scientists that are saying that we're going to have more stronger hurricanes, but there are also people who are saying we just don't know how this is going to affect intensity. One of the issues that I personally have with some of the studies that have been done showing the increase in these stronger hurricanes, well, that's absolutely right in all the ocean basins. But I think a large part of that in areas, especially outside of the Atlantic where we have reconnaissance aircraft, all these other ocean basins use satellite imagery to estimate the intensity. And the technique to estimate the intensity using infrared imagery, meaning you can use it daytime and nighttime, was not even published until 1984. I was sent around the globe teaching people in different countries how to apply this technique. So, yes, the historical databases have more stronger hurricanes in them, in large part due to the technology, the improved satellites, and the satellite technique to estimate the intensity.
We just have a few seconds left with you. What are you going to do after you retire? And for those of us planning to live somewhere really safe, where are you going to live?
Neil, I honestly don't know what I'm going to do, but I am going to stay in South Florida. I love South Florida. I live about 15 miles inland from the coast, a beautiful community called Kendall. Well outside the storm surge zone of Minad, I've just put a new metal roof in my house. I have hurricane straps. I have hurricane shutters on my windows. And, you know, my family certainly has a hurricane plan. So I'm about as ready as I can be on an individual level.
It would be embarrassing if you weren't.
That is for sure.
Max Mayfield, thanks very much. And thank you for a long career in federal service, and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Neil. Have a great day.
Thank you. Max Mayfield retires as director of the National Hurricane Center 2 weeks from today. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.